I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
It is my birthday, not our anniversary.
No cake and no party. My birthday should be like any other day. Very bad, also very long.
How miserable do I have to be before you're happy?
Boobity-doo-doo. Beep-boop-boop-boop-beep-boop-boop. Boop-boop-boop-boop-boop.
What song do I have stuck in my head?
I don't know. I'm just liking it.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Boop-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop-boop. That sounds exactly the same, doesn't it? I'm not the musician in my family. I do have something stuck in my head. I don't know what.
Sounds the same as what? A song?
No, I meant that every note that I was hitting is exactly the same. Oh, it's like I can hear the difference in my ear, in my head.
There's variation.
In my ear head? That's like with faces. I'm the worst. I hate it whenever somebody's like, give me angry expression. I'm like, and they're like, no, that's just scary. Give me this. Like, I have no.
Come on. They go over that in kindergarten.
Angry? I can give you an angry emoji.
I want to see it.
You want to see my angry face?
Yes.
I look like I'm pooping with my arms crossed. I don't think like an angry face. Okay, give me another face.
Sad face. This is easy. Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah, it's because I can look like that real quick. Did I ever tell you one time? This is so bad.
Is it when you got busted?
Yes.
Yeah.
We've been together for too long. I have no new stories.
Oh, no. I shouldn't have said anything.
Amy, did I ever tell you about that time that I got busted fake crying in front of Jeremy?
Tell me again. You know I have a terrible memory.
That's it. I was just pouting. We were dating, so I could get away with it. Now if I cry, it's just like, stop. But I don't remember what it was, but I was being pathetic. And so I went and laid down on our bed, which is an all one room apartment. So it's like me stomping over to the bed over here in the corner. And I'm like, and I jumped down in the bed and I'm
your shoulders like jolting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was all into it.
Gross.
And so he apologized to me and turned me around and I had zero tears on my face. And I was like, did I really just bust you fake crying?
You could have faked it a little harder.
Yeah.
I put some spit in your eyeball or something.
Or I should have just laughed because I'm like laughing, crying right now over the fact that you and I have nothing. There are no new stories except for whenever we separate on the weekends and that's it. Now we're hanging out on the weekends, so we really don't have anything new to talk about. What are we even going to talk about today, Amy?
I don't know, but we have our 2-year anniversary and I've got bad news. The honeymoon is over.
Because of this or because of something else?
Because of this.
Okay.
Yeah, we have no new stories.
Are we fighting right now?
I don't think so. No, it's just
this is my sad face and I'm crying. Believe it or not, despite the fact that there are no tears on my face, I am crying right now.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, this is old news now. I'm sorry to tell you.
Did I ever tell you about that one time that I was waiting for you to just pick up?
I'm like, golly, got nothing.
Did I ever tell you that I road rage out on people?
Did I ever tell you you're my hero?
You know what? I was thinking about this. Okay. We're about to get started. This is like the pre-start right here. But no, let's get started and then I'll say it.
Okay.
Hold on. At what point do I want to say this?
I'm keeping
you on your toes.
Okay.
Are you intrigued?
Yes.
I'm intriguing you as a married person. Like you're all like, waiting on my next words. What am I going to say next?
Oh.
Yeah.
Like the honeymoon's
This is a tease, girl. This is some foreplay. You don't know what I'm about to say to you.
Wow.
It is our anniversary.
It is.
And our last episode was about a sex dungeon. So.
Keeping it spicy.
Yeah. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's my forever work wife and partner in crime. Lacey has made the last 2 years of work incredible, and I'd like to say memorable, too, but we all know my memory is crap. So, I also don't remember if I've used that one before. Have I used that before?
No, I was just doing the math in my head, which I'm really bad at math, but I was doing the math in my head. I've made your last 2 years of work enjoyable, but you've been here like five.
Ones. Yeah, not the other ones. They were just all right. They're all right. These last two are like special, though.
Boss man George, I'm doing what I can to keep her around. It's been 2 years of podcast bliss with this girl, and she still makes my belly flutter with butterflies, mostly because I don't know what's going to come out of her mouth or at what volume. But no matter what she says, my favorite is when she says, I love you.
I love you.
My partner has a name, and it is?
Amy Nichols.
That's my girl. So what I was going to say, have I teased you long enough?
Yes, I'm on the edge of my seat.
Okay. We announced our love songs last week, our love songs in the dungeon or whatever. We announced our love songs last week, but you and I didn't ever pick a love song for us.
We didn't. And I don't want that one that I was just singing because I know that's for someone else. I don't want you to give me a repeat like your sloppy seconds.
Is that the same song? Because I was going to say me and my one girlfriend have the You're the Wind Beneath My Wings.
Oh, is that not the same song?
I have no idea. I only know that line from that song. That's it. I only know that line and the fact that a random band in Ireland was like, I'm not playing that.
I have no idea. I want to say it's the same song, but I have no idea. I'm going to say I'm right.
I still have some songs loaded from last week, if you would like.
So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm sure no need to complicate our time. It's yours.
Damn
this
it.
Is our fate. I'm yours.
Won't you come right over here and be on the mic with me?
That was
my
so
lovely.
That was so sweet. And I got to do more robot singing.
Yeah, you have been.
I've
been on the robot kick today. But yes, happy anniversary to you and me.
Yeah.
Me and you.
Yeah.
You and I.
Us.
To us. Happy anniversary to us. I caught myself one time on an Instagram post, which this is completely fake because I'll post stuff on Instagram, but Jeremy's not on Instagram. So I can also kind of get away with it more.
Oh, sure. Same.
And I mean, I'm not posting anything bad, but he looked at my Instagram one time and he's like, this is why I don't send you personal pictures, because you posted it. Oh my God, you were looking so cute in a suit, taking a little mirror selfie, showing me what you're wearing.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. But I did catch myself on Instagram one day saying happy anniversary to me. And then I went back and edited it and was like, later, Graham edit. Happy anniversary to us. It's not just my anniversary.
It was your wedding, but y'all's anniversary.
I mean, I pretty much orchestrated it. He had
like
one
that.
Job to do and he didn't even do it.
Well,
he did show up. That was really nice of him. He could have ran.
That's typical for females, though. The wedding is for the girl. There's a rare occasion that the guy's super into it, but it's just not your average wedding.
But it's our anniversary.
Yes, it is.
Happy anniversary,
happy
my
anniversary.
Love.
Happy anniversary. If you recall, I got you something last year.
Yes.
I got you something this year, too.
Oh.
It's nothing. It's
okay.
Should I give it to you now?
Yes. When do you want to give it to me?
I want to give you it to you now.
Right. Okay. Yes.
Yes. So I'm going to start with saying that 2 year anniversary gift is cotton.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking you can guess what this is before you even open it.
Are you giving me my favorite thing ever that I was just talking about in the hallway and it's
yes.
Q-tips?
Ah! Yes.
I'm actually running low on Q-tips.
But there's also a little something else in there too.
I wrote it down on my emergency shopping list because I'm not down to the bare minimum. But I'm getting close, and I cannot run out. Like, I would be more fine if I ran out of toilet paper, because I can figure something else out. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to not wipe, but I have enough stuff around my house I can
right.
wipe my butt with, I guess. But Q-tips, like, no. I just had to manually pick my nose, and it was disgusting.
It's important. And they're unicorn colors.
That's really pretty.
Isn't that great?
That is so pretty. I really appreciate it. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Now I'm going to keep these at my desk, and then I can just be picking my nose
yes,
at my desk.
All
Nobody
day.
Will know.
No, it's dark in there. No one will notice. And then you also had something going on this weekend, which I'm sure we'll talk about. And I
Thank
got you.
You.
I got you a little.
Hold on. I know what this is. They're fat quarters for
yes.
sewing.
Yes.
So then.
And they're unicorn colors, too.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's so sweet. One thing I learned how to do this weekend. Thank you, sweetie.
You're welcome.
One thing I learned how to do this weekend was make fabric flowers. So I can make fabric flowers with those.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Aww, happy anniversary.
I feel like crap. Just like whenever Jeremy gave me something for our anniversary, I was like, I didn't know we were doing gifts.
No. It was just last minute.
I think that's really sweet. I know you're not that kind of person.
I know
that you don't give to receive, but still.
No. Well, yeah, and I'm terrible at giving anyway, so...
No, you're not.
I was wearing
my Taylor Swift shirt that you made me the other day, and I still drink out of my coffee mug. That was really sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So on our 2-year anniversary, I am very proud to say that our numbers are growing. And did I say growing or growing?
Growing.
Okay. Our numbers are growing. And I would like to welcome your mom. What is her name?
Abigail?
But she's not on. I would just like to welcome her to the podcast because Mama Abigail just started listening.
Oh my God, I was like, is my mom on the phone? That'd be so weird.
Damn it, I'm doing nothing but disappoint you. This is like a real marriage.
My mom is like my best friend. Oh, so I got really excited. I'm sweating now.
Oh, should we call her?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not sure if she's talking yet. She went on a no talking, no noise spiritual journey this weekend, and I don't think she's talking until after the super moon, so I don't know.
Okay, what is the point of that? There's somebody else I want to welcome, but what is the point of that? I just don't understand it.
She just likes to celebrate things, and that's how she wanted to celebrate it. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I should ask more questions.
Whenever I used to get in trouble in school, don't be like me. And I would get in school suspension, and you don't talk all day. Like, you're just sitting in a classroom doing individual work, and there's absolutely no talking. I used to go to the bathroom and talk by myself because I was just lonely. So I'd be like, I am washing my hands right now. I am doing this.
This is the thing. Okay, so Morgan had some friends over last night, or during the day, or whatever. And Maddox was, my daughter Morgan, and my son Maddox was hiding from them. So he kept on coming into my room and using my bathroom. And he had to use, go number two, happy anniversary, number two.
But did he use toilet paper?
Yes, he's using toilet paper. He confessed. He's like, he just started using it in the last year. Anyways, so he goes in there and he's like talking himself the whole time. He's not talking to me. He knows I'm right on the other side of the door. Mm-hmm. And he's talking, I'm like, what is he saying? Mm-hmm. He's just having a full-on conversation with himself. So yes to toilet paper, yes to crazy.
Also, the reason that it's relevant to ask if her son is using toilet paper going number two is because he hasn't before. He says he's clean cutter and he's never used it before.
Saving us on toilet paper.
But I would also like to welcome your husband, Josh. Not here. He's not on the phone.
What?
But Josh Nichols himself, Mr. Childbearing Hips, just started listening to the podcast.
He did. Yeah.
He's at the beginning, right?
He's starting, so he won't hear this for a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, so next year he will hear his shout out message.
Yeah, he just started listening on his lunch break and he'll get, knock out a couple. Yeah.
Has he been bored at all in this process? Because that's an overload to binge us.
Oh, no. He says that he's laughing. He'll have to close the break room door because he's making too much noise laughing at us.
Oh, yay.
Isn't that great?
Have you said anything to offend him?
Not yet, but I know it's coming.
But you don't know where.
No.
Yeah.
I know I've said something that I probably shouldn't have. So it's definitely coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay because we'll get through it.
It's okay. I told Jeremy once, he got on to me for sharing an embarrassing story. Should I tell it?
No,
I'm kidding. He got on to me for sharing an embarrassing story, and I actually got mad at him. We don't normally fight. It's not like that. And normally if somebody tells me to do something like my dad, then I'm just like, yeah, okay, yeah, I see your point. But then sometimes I'm like, no, you know what? I'm not wrong. I'm not in the wrong at all. So he told me I needed to change something. And I said, don't you tell me how to do my job. I don't tell you how to do yours.
Ooh.
And then I changed it.
How did that go over?
Yeah, not very well. But we were hanging out at your house over the weekend. And Josh mentioned a couple of tidbits.
Yeah.
And was like, what was it?
It was about insurance. Jeremy trying to kill you.
Yeah. It was on the very first episode. Jeremy took out life insurance policy without my permission. Mm-hmm. And Josh mentioned it, and Jeremy's like, why are you talking about that? What? Babe, I brought that up at the insurance meeting that you're trying to kill me. Like, this is not new news.
And also that y'all have separate bank accounts, which is totally normal. Uh-huh. And y'all both agree that it's the best for y'all's relationship. And Josh, who brings up money? Like, you don't talk about money in social at social events. You just don't.
It doesn't matter. This is why you and I should be together, because we weren't the ones in the wrong. I don't know why Jeremy reacted that way. Jeremy's like, why are you talking about? Babe, you know I've talked about it. And I could understand if it was an issue for me to have separate bank accounts, but it is not an issue. I don't want it. It'd be beneficial for me to jump on his bank account, but I'm not doing it because it's unnecessary. Mm-hmm. I will drain our money. We got a savings account. You know who doesn't have access to that? Me. You know why? Because I would ruin it.
Well, I just feel like it was the best way to start a fight. Just talk about money. I'm glad it didn't come to that. It was fine, but it's like he was instigating a little bit. So thank you, husband, for trying to start a fight. And thank you for listening. And hi, Mom. Love you, Mom.
Okay, so I teased you yesterday in person and said, I went a little bit too far, even for me.
Yes.
So I would like to apologize to another listener. Her name's Anna. Hi, Anna. Thank you for listening. Let me backtrack just a little bit. So Josh is listening.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Okay, I'm nervous.
It's not that bad.
Okay.
So backtrack. So whenever I was at your house and Josh is like, hey, I'm listening to the podcast now. I was like, yeah, who's your favorite? And he just laughed and he's like, what? I think he thought I was serious, but I wasn't being serious. Well, I'm out at brunch with Maria and our Loose Lips correspondent, who we will be hearing from later, Amanda Lopez.
Yes, of course.
And they're telling me that their family also listens. It's not just them. So cousin Anna listens. And I'm like, yeah, who's her favorite? Well, Maria called her and put her on speakerphone and was like, who is your favorite? And she's like, I don't know. I don't know. Because she knows that we're friends. And then I was like, hey, it's Lacey. Who's your favorite? And she's like, I love you both. And then she texted Maria back later and was like, I felt so awkward. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
And guess who she related to more?
I don't want to know. It doesn't matter.
Oh, you? Does it matter now? To the one who doesn't badger. I don't know why I'm like.
I love you. I love you.
Thanks.
And a lot of other people do.
I guess my correct response would have been, I love you too. Not with a question mark. No, I'm mostly just kidding. Like, I don't know why I like to ask people that, because usually the answer's not me and I'm not offended. You can tell me whatever you want to, but I'm also not trying to make people feel awkward. So I'm sorry about that. In my defense, I wasn't like caller. Normally I'm the first one who's like, should we call him? But I didn't say that. But thank you, Anna, for talking to me on Sunday. It was very nice. And I hope that you're having a wonderful day.
And thank you, Anna, that I'm your favorite. Now, thank you for listening.
I have a new character we're going to debut on the show today.
Oh, a character?
Mm-hmm.
Is this from our correspondent?
This is another correspondent.
Oh, okay.
We're having two correspondents on the show today. Amanda Lopez is going to come on later. But we also have a birthday correspondent. Okay. Now, last year, your birthday was too much.
It was
way
a lot.
Too much.
It was a lot. And we decided together that this year we weren't going to do that.
Weren't going to do what?
Go overboard.
Oh, no. So
or celebrate at all.
Oh, I didn't know that we agreed to that. Did I agree to that?
I don't know.
So to keep things light and calm, this is just a regular episode.
Sweet. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But we do have a birthday correspondent that's going to be chiming in from time to time.
Okay.
Rather than have everybody tell you happy birthday, there's only one person who's going to be telling you happy birthday.
I'm excited.
And it's someone in the office that you're really, really close with.
Happy birthday, Amy.
So that's it. We're just going to have some random. We're going to hear from the correspondent at times.
That's not great.
It's not a montage. Not a bunch of people.
Will the correspondent be saying the same thing? Or different things?
Different things.
Okay.
Different things.
Cool. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is good.
Because your birthday's on Friday, but it's also National Margarita Day.
Mm-hmm. That's what we really like to celebrate.
Yes. I have that somewhere, but who knows? Who knows? Anyway, back to, I still have some follow-ups to last week. So I said Jeremy's not on Instagram, and Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips is on fire on Instagram a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, last week after we posted pictures from the Photoshopped Red Room, which is so much fun.
Did you show Jeremy?
Yes, I showed Jeremy, and he goes,
Amy's Photoshop is crap.
No. He said, yeah, somebody already sent that to me and asked me why I built a sex dungeon.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? That's so funny because it's like super bad Photoshop. They've got to be kidding, right?
Oh, it was. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Good,
I would hope so. But still, somebody had already sent that to Jeremy.
That is too funny.
Then a Valentine's Day fell. I posted a bunch of pictures and did some cheese ball, if you want to call it a poem, on Instagram and Facebook. And it was some pictures of different places Jeremy and I had been, and it said, I love you from sea to shining sea and wherever we may be, or something like that.
It was beautiful. I loved it.
It was, I was having all the feels. I was at home alone because Jeremy was working his shift, but I just started feeling the love in my heart, and I wanted to see it in social media, because if you didn't happen on social media, it didn't happen.
Yep, you don't love him.
So I posted those pictures on Facebook, and one of them was with another couple friend of ours, and he tagged himself in the photo. Well, then all of a sudden it came up Lacey G with Jason Robertson, and it said all the loving things. So even though all the pictures were of Jeremy except for one that included my friends, him tagging himself in that photo hijacked the entire Valentine's Day post.
Shame. He must have known that was going to happen, or just incredibly enjoyed it. I'm not going to use incredible again today. I think I've used that too many times.
Okay.
Anyways.
Let's see if I remember. I can call you out on it.
Anyways, he must have enjoyed it.
I don't think that it was on purpose, because I would assume out of five pictures you tag yourself in one, that's not going to tag yourself up top.
Why are you posting pictures of other people?
Because it was a cute picture of me and Jeremy.
There's other pictures. There's 100 pictures. Why that one?
Because I hadn't posted it before.
Huh.
It was cute.
Okay.
It was in my repertoire.
All right.
Photos.
I judge you.
But
I'm going to judge you right now.
I'm incredibly judging you right now. So I didn't even notice until somebody else pointed it out and was like, hey, did you tag the wrong person? And then I was like, no, but that's funny. So I'm leaving it.
It's hysterical. But Jeremy didn't find it as funny, correct?
Oh, he thought it was funny.
All right.
Yeah, he was totally fine.
Birthdays are the best. Let's celebrate Amy.
Woo!
Oh my gosh. Stop.
Did you know that you also share a birthday with one of Lacey's famous relatives? Can you guess which one it is?
Do you know which famous relative of mine you share a birthday with?
Well, I know it's George Washington's birthday.
Yes!
Are you related to him?
Yes!
I didn't know that.
How did you not know that?
I don't know. Have you told me before?
You're still learning new stuff about me.
Oh my gosh. This is so exciting.
Yes. My grandfather was a historian. Is that what it's called?
Sure.
No. Whatever. He found out family trees and stuff. There's a name for it. It's not historian.
Genealogist?
Thank you. He was a genealogist. And he used to, every President's Day, George Bush birthday, George Washington birthday, that other famous president. He would send me up to school with all these papers that said this person begot this person and begot this person. And it all shows that I'm related to George Washington.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, it's way on down the line because he's kind of a little bit older than me. Mm-hmm. But somewhere down the line, we are related.
Well, I have the same birthday as him.
Yeah.
So that's special, too.
Oh, and one more thing. Okay. So my grandfather, I don't know if he wrote a book or if he just put one. I don't know what he did. Whatever. He had this book that showed all the people that I'm related to, and he worked really, really hard on it. But I was young. He gave it to me, and I'm like, cool. And I put it up, and I never really touched it. And so I was talking to him one day, and he's like, did you look through the book? And I was like, yeah, I think it's so cool that you proved how I'm related to George Washington. He's like, yeah, that's not in the book. You haven't opened it at all. I'm like, busted.
Don't share details. People, if you're going to lie, lie in general. Never give details.
I mean, I'm a bad liar. I'm a bad fake crier. It doesn't matter. These are all my worst qualities.
I'm not saying that to make you look bad. I'm just giving people tips.
And I wonder why Anna doesn't think that I'm her favorite. Okay, so something that we wanted to talk about was stereotypes, because you found this really cool article on BuzzFeed, right?
Yes, they have so many lists that are entertaining. And this one that I found recently is 33 things that almost all white people are guilty of doing.
Some notable things that happened on February 22nd. Well, you were born, and it's National Margarita Day.
That was the clip I was looking for earlier.
It is. I know it is National Margarita Day, and okay. It's very exciting.
Okay.
Which I'm sure a lot of white people are excited about. Now, I don't want to step on any toes. This is all in good fun, and I don't think it's going to offend anybody, but I mean, I think it's okay because we're both white, right?
I think it's,
if we poke fun,
I think it's hilarious. Well, and this could be almost generalized to anybody. Like, the post on BuzzFeed did say white people, but I don't know if it's my whiteness or it's my humanness that made me just feel, I felt all of these posts. So share some of them.
Okay, here's an example by Bryn Castle on Twitter. White people love saying, "We got here at the right time," when they're somewhere and a line forms behind them. So
who hasn't done that though?
I've never said it, but I've definitely experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Here's another one from Kristen_166. White people love to tell you to pack them in your suitcase when you tell them you're going on vacation. I've heard this 100 times. I probably have said this one.
I'm sure that I have too.
Well, I mean, everyone's going on great vacations. I want to go.
Or like somebody sleep late at all and then they get up and it's like, "Are you just going to sleep all day, sleepyhead?" Like, how many times have you heard that in your life?
Here's a few that I have been absolutely guilty of. Matthew writes, "White people love redoing high fives." Now, here's another tip. I've got lots of tips. You have to look at the other person's elbow when doing a high five. And it's that perfect 90-degree angle.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't have to redo it, because I have absolutely redone high fives.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Amy, you're doing a great job.
Thanks, Russ. I'm really good at reading.
Okay. I've had to reissue the high five. Often,
yeah.
Because I suck at it, and
You don't want sissy.
I was about to say, I go from one extreme to the other. Either I'm on and I'm way too hard, or it's just a light little bitty bap, and it's like, what was that? Or I completely miss.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm guilty of missing. You do it hard. It hurts. It hurts after.
Yeah,
sometimes, not all the time.
Yeah, I only do it because you deserve it.
Is this more foreplay?
Probably should have said that.
You also share a birthday with the worst person from the office. Stupid Toby. Not our office. The office.
Get
on
out.
NBC.
Yeah.
I do not want to know that. Take it back.
That you share a birthday with the actual person, not the character.
Oh, okay.
He's not a bad person, I'm sure.
Yeah, have you seen the show? He's awful.
It's so funny, all the hate that he gets.
I wish we had a Toby. It would be so fun to be mean, and it'd be okay, because it's absolutely okay, because it wasn't real. Last one that I'm going to share, and then we'll do a few of our own. Dante Bodie? Wrote, "White people love telling you their eyes change colors." Now listen to this. This mm-hmm. is a story that is absolutely 100% true.
Uh-huh.
My daughter Morgan had black eyes when mm-hmm. she was first born. Black.
Mm-hmm.
And they went from straight up black to gray, absent of color altogether. And then after 9 months of life on this earth,
mm-hmm.
they are brown. They are brown. That's a lot of change. And yeah, baby's eyes change, but not from black to absent of color to straight up brown.
Don't all baby's eyes change?
They do, but not like that. Not like after 9 months. That's almost a year.
Something else white people say, or maybe just childless people say, anytime I'm holding a baby, I'm like, is that their eye color or is it going to change? Because I don't know.
Yes. I mean, yes, it's normal for them to change. But I just thought this was such a cool thing because her middle name is Gray.
Mm-hmm.
And she had gray eyes. And I just had to share that because people love telling you that their eye colors change.
Okay, well, I did some other stereotypes.
Yes.
I did Georgia stereotypes. And one that I did, I don't know if this is offensive or not. It's not offensive if I'm from Georgia, right?
Well, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm going to do Texan ones. I don't know if we want to go back and forth. Georgia to Texas, offending everybody across the nation.
I don't know if you did white ones. I just didn't do white ones.
I did annoying happy couples and Texans. And
okay, great.
Yeah.
So a Georgia stereotype. You're a brother lover or dating a relative. And that is not true.
No!
Absolutely. Spoiler alert, I'm not married to anybody I'm related to. I don't know. I'm not married to George Washington. And that's really the only person I know I'm related to. And I don't know how far back those books. But anyway, I'm not married to a relative. But I can tell you one time, and this was in Texas, not in Georgia. I went to a family reunion and... granted, I was there with the stepsister, but nobody knew. Nobody knew who was who. This old guy at the family reunion was trying to hook me up with his grandson. And I'm like, we are at a family reunion.
Weird.
Yeah. And the fact that I was with the stepsister, I really don't think is relevant because we didn't have first and last names on there. I think I probably just had Lacey, not Lacey G.
So I'm guessing it wasn't an annual reunion.
No, I didn't know who this dude was, but I'm not trying to date your grandson, though. And I was already a surly, angry teenager as it was. But then that made me even more angry. So we talked about putting a pine cone in the exhaust of his car, but we didn't.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
That would have probably
been. But quit hitting on me at a family reunion.
Yeah, that's
that is
weird.
So Georgia of you. We were in the wrong state. Don't be doing that.
Would you do the Texan thing and maybe break it open a can of whoop ass? Texans love saying that. I'm going to break a can of whoop-ass on you.
I have said that before.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you had
to. It's your birthday, girl.
Individuals born on February 22nd are known for their kindness. Though often perceived as shy and meek, these people are willing to let others steal the spotlight, and they're more concerned with the well-being and feelings of others.
Well, I think most of that is true.
That came off the internet, and okay. The internet does not lie. That wasn't me, like, analyzing you.
Oh, good, good, yeah. Good.
Yeah, but yeah. Our birthday correspondent, Russ Face, did some work.
Thank you, Russ.
Yeah.
I love learning new things.
A Georgia stereotype. Tell me if any of these fit me at all. Everyone loves sweet tea, collard greens, fried green tomatoes, meatloaf, homemade mac and cheese, chicken and dumplings.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I think you like all those things.
Yes, yeah. I do.
But I like sweet tea, so it's not just a Georgia thing.
But how do you do your sweet tea?
Sugar?
I need so much sugar that I can feel it on my teeth afterwards.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I don't hate it, but I don't have to have it that way.
That's the first thing I cut myself off of was sweet tea. Mm-hmm. Whenever I started saying, like, oh, maybe I need to watch my health and my weight. Maybe, what should I cut back on? Not beer, probably sweet tea, because I mean, it's just so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's just a treat of mine, but I love it. I get mad if I go to my mom's house and she doesn't have sweet tea. You gotta have sweet tea just for us. She doesn't keep it all the time.
Yeah.
Fried green tomatoes.
Mm. They're so good.
Meatloaf. You don't like meatloaf.
I think it's okay.
You don't like meat.
I mean, it's okay. I don't hate it.
You don't have to tell me. I know everything about you. It's okay. But I'm just saying meatloaf. Meatloaf, steak, and hamburgers are the three reasons that I could not become a vegetarian or a pescatarian. I probably couldn't give up seafood either. Whatever. It's not happening.
No, I believe you. Texas thing, stereotype that all Texans say is, I smell what you're stepping in. Like, I understand you. Absolutely all Texans say. And there's so many other fun ways. We've been trying to try out new ones at the dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
As substitutes.
So what are some of the best ones the family came up with?
I don't really understand a lot of the ones that they're saying because I think I'm out of touch with reality.
Mm-hmm.
But Morgan's come up with a new term. It's called Timothology.
I really don't know what it means, but she mentions it a lot in her examples. I cannot tell you what it means, but I told her to please stop saying it. Maybe I should have looked that up before I mentioned it.
I'm trying to see if it means anything. I'm a really fast Googler. I'm not seeing anything.
She made it up. It's supposed to mean stupid, I think. Like, you stupid.
That is so to mythology.
Yeah.
That is such a mouthful.
I know.
I just rather call you stupid.
Yeah, like, well, it's a naughty word. So she gets away with it more.
I feel like I'm gazing into your soul every time I look into your eyes.
He is not looking in my eyes, people. Ever. Ever. I'm looking at the screen when he's talking to me.
I may have told him what to say.
Okay.
Including something that made him say.
Not saying that one. Weird.
Oh, I'm not saying that one. Weird.
What is it?
It was a compliment about your feet.
I want you to say it.
I woke up, brag alert, I napped yesterday, and I woke up to some text from him that was like, do you really want me to say all of this? And then I'm not saying that. I wanted him to sing happy birthday to you in a sexy way.
Mm.
He said, no. I ain't doing that. Because that
Come
can...
on, Russ.
Well, that could come back and haunt. He was thinking like, oh, then we'll end up playing it on the radio and they're going to make fun of him. Yeah.
That's true.
And
I just don't want to hear it.
I really like your feet.
That's what I wrote. I really thought I had the best feet in the world. It's just gone now. I don't have that feeling anymore.
Oh, they're coming on Instagram.
All right.
You still have to do your foot trick.
I'll do it today. Y'all will not be impressed. I used to have beautiful feet. It was my best feature, which is another question that I think we were supposed to have. Oh, wait. Never mind.
Supposed to have what?
Oh, no. Well, our game night this weekend. One of the questions was, what's something your significant other likes about themselves? And mine would have been feet back in the day. Yeah. I have beautiful feet. This is irrelevant. Nothing.
Well, I mean, we did have, there was some secrecy going on at the game night that has yet to be revealed. Mm-hmm. I don't know when the big revelation
know, yeah.
is that if you are going to reveal something, revelation?
Sure.
I don't know when that will come into play, but there was some secrecy going on. We had a big, I'm going to say Kid Nation family game night.
Yeah.
Minus a lot of Kid Nation members. But you and me and Anna and Alicia and Justin and everybody's significant others. And it was a blast. We had so much fun and played some games.
Yeah.
And maybe even a prank. But we haven't discussed that yet. The pranky-er is not in the know yet.
Not yet. Not the time to revel.
To revelation this.
To revelation. I do think it's funny, and I'll just share it, and you can decide whether you care or not. But so I was telling my daughter Morgan that people were coming over from work, and she was...
Did she ask if I was coming because I'm her favorite?
Yes. And she was so disappointed that she didn't get to see you. She did want to make double check. Was she here? I was like, yes, she came. And she's like, okay. Did she like my room? I was like, yeah. She asked a lot of questions about your room because Aww. You knew that she was doing new things. And I had clean sheets in case people need to spend the night and, you know, didn't want to drive home. And she said, well, if someone stays the night in my bed, I want it to be a famous person. I was like, girl...
No, I'm famous. Is Anna staying the night?
No, I'm famous is coming. She's like, you mean Kelly Raspberry's not coming? I was like, no, she's not coming. Why not? Oh, because I didn't invite her.
Also, Kelly Raspberry ain't sleeping in no twin bed either.
I know. I was like, and the thing is she would feel obligated to go, and so she might show up, which is a little scary. It's a lot of pressure for the host to have someone famous in their house.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway.
And... Morgan's bedroom is really cute, but the whole time I was thinking, that is a tiny bed.
Oh, yeah.
That is so small.
Yeah, there's no twin, nothing bigger than a twin for my kids.
I mean, I sound like I'm too good for a twin, but I was in my aunt's twin bed up until I graduated high school. That's not completely true, but whenever I lived with my grandparents, my bed that I slept in was my aunt's bed whenever she was a teenager. Oh, I was so mad too. I was working at JCPenney in the bedding department, and people would come up and buy king size bed in a bags for their little 6-year-old. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm still sleeping in a twin. Not only am I sleeping in a twin, I'm sleeping in like a 40-year-old twin.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. I had a futon up until moving out and getting my first apartment. I just didn't want to do the twin bed anymore because it just wasn't hip. It wasn't cool. It wasn't the teenage thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I got myself a futon. I was much more grown up.
Since retirement age is 67, you still have another 32 years of work to look forward to. Yay.
Oh, that is exciting news. Way to bring down the room.
Sorry, that one made me laugh. Hey, that was all internet facts. The internet said that.
Why do you want to make me sad?
I'm not making you sad. I'm celebrating you.
I mean, I love my job. I have so much fun here.
Birthdays are the best. Let's celebrate Amy.
Yay! Okay. Now, I am a little bit of a hater because I'm from Georgia. I was born in the worst part of Texas, in the absolute worst, Beaumont. Oh, I hate that place. I was talking to Gary Ball and his wife about it. They mentioned something about around Beaumont, and I'm just like, that place is awful. And they're like, ew, you're from there. Like, that place is gross. It is so bad. I'm sorry if you're from there, but it is just a horrible, horrible place. And I can say it because I used to live there. But I moved to Georgia whenever I was young, still went to elementary school in Georgia. So I claim the better place, because don't nobody want to say that they're from Beaumont. So anyway, there were some differences, though, whenever I moved to Georgia at a young age, such as I lived in Houston County, but it's still spelled Houston. So I'd be like, oh, I'm going to go to the Houston Mall. Mm-hmm. And they're like, Texas girl, get out of here.
Yeah.
So I would get mad. And the stereotype that I would say to people all the time, if usually I was wrong, and I'm like, y'all are just a bunch of stupid Georgia peaches. I would say that all the time. Yet I was the idiot that
you just it's about the locals, what the locals say, even though it's spelled the way you know it.
Yeah.
Houston.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, they didn't know any different to them. It was always Houston. But
yeah.
I was the transplant who drove past cotton fields and said, look, Mom, they're growing popcorn. And she's like, nope, that's cotton. You're seeing cotton. And we got behind a patrol car one day, and I was like, look, Mama, that's the co-sheriff. And she's like, what? Because I still sounded like a Southerner, even though I was born in Texas. But yeah, it was Houston County Sheriff.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was like, that's the co-sheriff.
No.
So I was judging other people, but I was stupid. I was damn stupid. I've grown up to be a stupid adult.
No.
But I'd say stupid Georgia
that
peaches.
That is not true.
That's a stereotype, I think.
You're not stupid.
Oh. Hmm. Thanks, wife. You have to say that.
This is something I try not to say because I'm more a positive person than I used to be.
This is a new development, right?
Yes. Very new, very new. You can go to hell. That's a Texas thing, right?
Or yeah.
That's an angry person thing?
Or it's hotter than hell.
Your zodiac sign is Pisces, which means you're complicated, but behind all of that, there's a mild-mannered, lovable Pisces. You can be in tune with your emotions, and more often than not, show sympathy to others.
Thanks, birthday correspondent.
Thank you.
That was a nice birthday
fact. I did know that I was a Pisces. That I know.
Mm-hmm.
I am complicated.
I've never really bought into the astrology, though. I don't know.
No.
Like, I'm just a Capricorn, but what does that mean? Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's not right.
You gotta know, because people ask.
Pisces are realists, so you like to get down to the root of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
I don't.
You are a realist.
Yeah, but I don't care. Like, I'll be real, but I'm not gonna go into detail with you about finding the truth.
If somebody said that you were wrong, would you not research it and be like, boom, in your face, I was right, getting down to the root of the matter?
I would yell at you and then be so flustered that I couldn't talk to you in a normal way. That's what I would do. So yes, I might try to find the truth, but I'd be mad at you and no one would listen to me because I'm screaming.
Are you nearing rage right now?
No. I'm a really happy person. It's my birthday weekend.
I have an Amy stereotype that fits this situation perfectly. I'm fine. She's not fine. I don't know if this is even like stereotypes or if it's more, I'm just quoting. Free shirt? Looks like I have something to wear tomorrow.
That's definitely, absolutely me. Absolutely me. I feel like there's been a few free shirts that I still haven't worn yet. So I still have some in my repertoire that I need to
save those for a special occasion.
Yes. That's so sweet you came up with stereotypes for me.
I have one for myself as well. I'm a rocker chick. And then I play Taylor Swift on repeat in my car. I don't eat fast food. And then I gripe every Friday when there's no free Chick-fil-A for breakfast.
These are so true. And I'm so mad at myself for not coming up with them myself.
The struggle is real, though. Okay, just a couple more things before we close.
Okay.
Are you ready for a challenge?
Can I win? I want to win.
I think you can.
Okay.
I don't know if you would care to do this, though. No. I'm not going to put negativity out there. I'm just going to issue you the challenge, then you can tell me yes. You like free stuff, right?
Hell yeah, I do.
Okay. So this guy on Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh, I heard about it.
Went to Outback Steakhouse. He orders a glass of wine for his date. Date never comes. Ends up ordering steak and sides to go and kind of makes a big to-do about it and people felt bad for him, so they paid for his meal on Valentine's Day, but it was all just a hoax.
It was, yeah. And I think Josh told me about this, I think yesterday. Anyways, I think he was live tweeting everything, like taking pictures of himself with a sad face, like, I'm waiting for my date. It's ridiculously sad. It's so bad because it wasn't even the company who comped his meal. It was some elderly couple at the bar who noticed him, so I think maybe, I don't know if he did this out of the kindness of his own heart or he got a little bit of hate for it, but he donated the $50 mm-hmm. or whatever that he had gotten from the couple to some sort of charity.
And, ACLU.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure what that is.
And then Outback even reached out to him and said, if you want to actually have a date, we'll pick up your tab next time.
Yeah.
Which is so cool.
It's genius. And I don't know if that would work every time, but still on Valentine's Day to go out and get a free meal.
Yeah. I mean, it's smart.
Or maybe National Margarita Day if you go out for lunch and act like you're meeting somebody for a date and get stood up on your birthday.
On my birthday? I'll even prove it with my card. My driver's license.
Are you down?
I'm not doing that.
Oh.
I'm a terrible actor. You can read my face like nothing else. There's no way I'd make it.
Is it because you're a basket case?
Yeah.
Just be completely transparent?
Yeah, that's it.
While I was out at brunch with Amanda Lopez, I said something. Oh, I was telling her about how Russ was going to be our birthday correspondent for this podcast. And as soon as I said Russ, she goes, are you talking about the guy who kisses everybody at the Christmas parties?
She I'm like, oh my gosh, girl. Much.
Yeah. So she made another comment or two and I was like, okay, that's it. I need to hear what you think about everybody.
The rundown.
Yeah. So I say everybody, I guess I mean our people, because I didn't really get through to everybody. But here are some stereotypes that Amanda thinks of people that she's heard of.
Oh, goody.
If you had to describe Justin, what would you say?
We don't want to babysit him at a good time at a party.
What have you heard about Anna?
Well, I heard she likes to eat dogs, but I found out today that that's not true. And that is just because she lives across from a dog park.
What do you know about Alicia?
I heard she loves ramen.
What do you think about Amy?
I think she's very much so a basket case.
She's a basket case?
Well, like, not that she's a basket case. It's just like she just doesn't want to talk to you. Like if you talk to her, she'll talk to you. But like you really need to know her to get what her true feelings are.
What do you think about Lacey?
Lacey's amazing and outgoing and she's not an awful person.
What is this crap?
I swear to God, this wasn't coached.
No, it's not coached at all.
Whatever.
Well,
she was on...
whatever. I wasn't like pinching her.
No,
I can play you the unedited version. I had to edit some of it just to make it quicker.
No, but I mean, no, I'm not saying that you coaxed her, but she definitely said that because you were the one that asked.
Well, and she knows me.
Okay. So I think you're amazing too. That's not me saying that that's not true.
I was there. This little girl is so sharp. I was there whenever she was born. I was telling her what I was doing the day before she was born, which was, you know this story. Should I even bother telling it?
Yes!
I was hanging out with this girl, and she wanted me to teach her how to fight. And I told her, no. She wanted me to fight her, to teach her how to fight. And I said, no, girl, no. I can't turn it on and off. Like, if I come for you, it's going to be serious. You're really going to be in trouble. So I was like, no. Instead, I'll just give you some pointers. And I said, pointer number one, expect the unexpected. And then I headbutted her, and she did not move. And I busted her nose, and it bled everywhere. So the next day, it was snowing outside. I don't know when Amanda's birthday is, though. But it was snowing outside. And the next day, I had to bring bloody nose chick up to the hospital. And her and I went and saw Amanda whenever she was born. So, I mean, I've known this girl for a long time. That's why I'm her favorite. Goodness. It's not because she loves my personality. It's because she sees more of my personality. She's known my personality for a long time. But I thought that was hilarious that is what she thinks of people in the office.
It is pretty good.
Yeah.
Absolutely knows. Absolutely good stuff. I just want to recognize that I did not get the fan mail there, and you did. That is 100%, I'm a fan of Lacey. I'm a basket case.
And I don't even think that she meant that. Like, I don't think she was using the right word, because you're not a basket case. You're just, I was about to say different, but I don't know if that sounds any better. You're just different, Amy. You're different. Special.
Does Russ have anything else nice to say about me? I need to even this out.
Your food smells divine.
Thank you, Russ.
Have you been losing weight?
You know, that's a really nice thing to say. No, I haven't.
Yeah, the only two that he did not do was the, your feet look great. And I said, you look like you need to eat a cheeseburger. Once I got the message from him saying I didn't do all that, I was like, well, crap. So I was going to have White Cheddar Robert do it instead. Have him do the ones that he didn't do, because Robert's willing to do anything and y'all are like the same person. But then I was like, man, that's only two. Like, that's good enough.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm loving this.
Yeah, I really appreciate Russ doing it.
I do too.
How do you feel about this birthday compared to last birthday? Work-wise, episode-wise.
I like it. I feel a whole lot more comfortable.
Okay, this wasn't too much?
No.
Okay, good.
This is great.
Okay, because I wanted to acknowledge your birthday. Were you scared that something was coming?
No.
You just thought we just weren't going to...
I just believed you. Yeah, I just...
Believe me, I never once said that we weren't going to do your birthday. Oh. Did I?
I think so. I thought we said that we weren't going to do anything like that ever again.
Oh. I didn't know that we agreed to that.
I don't know. I could be making it up. Who knows?
I have way too much power. If I say something like that, you have to remind me.
This is great. This is perfect.
So I thought we could celebrate you, but not overdo it.
I like the facts.
And just have one great person come in, even though he wouldn't sing you happy birthday.
It's okay.
And a sexy voice.
That's all righty.
Do you want me to do what Russ wouldn't do for you?
Sing happy birthday sexy? Please.
Happy birthday to you.
Just lick the mic.
Happy birthday to you. That was not on purpose, bad. No, I need to get control back of this song. Happy birthday, my dear work wife, Amy. Happy birthday. I can't get it on key. To you.
Lacey has her entire fist in her mouth. I can't.
If I can't make it sexy by singing, then I really need to step it up a notch.
Oh my God. Okay, so later on, videos of my feet folding and your fist in your mouth.
Thank you for my wonderful gifts. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
My work wife, I hope you have a very happy birthday on Friday. Everybody, show Amy some minimal love on social media, on Loose Lips. Keep it on Loose Lips.
Yeah, don't go overboard.
But give Amy some love on her birthday. Don't forget to celebrate it's not just Amy's birthday. Most importantly, it's National Margarita Day.
Yeah, and our anniversary.
Oh, and our anniversary. Yeah. Show us both love. Thank you for the gift, though. That was so incredibly sweet. I cannot wait to pick my nose with your gifts. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Child. I don't know. My mic is wet from where I licked it.
You licked it.
Sorry, JC. Surely it will dry off.
You're good. You're good.
Yeah.
You don't have the flu, do you?
No. That's not a questionable, but it was more like disappointed. Yeah. No, I don't. Thanks for asking. Well, thank you all for joining us for Amy's birthday, our anniversary, and stereotypes. I was going to say not offensive stereotypes, and then I forgot the word, but stereotypes. Those were a lot of fun. We can share the link for the full list because those are really, really funny.
They're great.
Yeah. If you want to check them out on our socials at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips. And don't forget to check out what Amy's cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. In the meantime, hold on. What? Go.
And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcasts.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating. You can subscribe, rate, like, tell a friend, do all kind of cool stuff. It would make us look good, feel good if you would do that. And in the meantime, have a margarita and keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Seriously, I am so happy to be done with all of that. I could drop a deuce right here.